Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Rewind, the podcast that rewatches reviews and yet again requests a Daughters of the Dragon TV show for every movie, show, one-shot, and special presentation in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm Tony Camarena.
And I'm Al Rodriguez.
And you can follow us on X, Instagram, Threads, TikTok for reasons that we don't post, but we're there, at MCU_Rewind in most of those places. And you can give us a 5-star rating on whatever podcast app you're using, and write a review and tell us what funny accent to read the review in, because we will do it. As always, let us know what Skrulls episodes you want to see in the future. We know the next episode is Al's going to finally watch Back to the Future, but post that, we need more ideas. So drop us a line on any of the social medias or mcurewind@gmail.com. And with that, today's episode is Iron Fist Season 2, Episode 5, The Heart of the Dragon. Original air date, September 7th, 2018.
Hey, Tony, you told people to follow us on X. What's that?
X is step up from Truth Social, but a step down from some other social medias.
Oh, okay. Another Twitter clone, basically.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Twitter, that sounds familiar. Did that used to be a social media site somewhere?
Yeah, I know. Oh, well. Right. I think the domain still works. I think if you type Twitter, it's still good. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back into it. That's stupid jokes out of the way, because I'm sure I'm going to make that a couple more times. In a flashback, we see Danny and Davos play tic-tac-toe with children. They talk about what it's like to be the Iron Fist. Since they're kids, they don't know that tic-tac-toe is a solved game, so Davos complains when he's losing. In a separate flashback to right after the fight to become Iron Fist, Priya knows that Davos will try to use any excuse to say why his loss wasn't his loss. But also, Davos probably has some mommy issues because she was super harsh to him. I felt uncomfortable watching that. In the present day, Davos now has the power of the Iron Fist, so he decides to play hero by killing a group of people in a kill-first-ask-questions-later kind of way. He ends up at one of those nightclubs that gives people seizures if they aren't ready for it. After that, he meets with Joy to say he isn't done messing with Danny. He will now be his version of the Iron Fist. Joy says that she's done now and doesn't want any part of this anymore, but I think Davos threatened her and then he left, so she's stuck with it. Moving on, completely separate from this stuff, Walker takes Danny to an iconic spot in New York to wake up and let him go. She then goes to Joy to prove she did her job and get paid. Later that day, Joy pays Walker and then hires her to eliminate Davos. Maybe they never finished that conversation, but that's probably what happened. Colleen and Misty look for Danny. They go to see Ward to see if he can use RAND corporate security to track down Mary Walker. After that, they go to the nightclub from earlier where Davos killed some people. Separately, Danny walks around New York injured and runs into some rhinos who decide to kidnap him for money. He tries to summon the Iron Fist, but can't. But it's okay, it happens to men of a certain age. After losing a fight with all the teenagers, Colleen and Misty show up. They get Danny back home and stabilize him. Finally, Colleen and Misty try to convince Joy to go with them. While there, Misty realizes Mary Walker is there, and a fight ensues. Colleen and Misty win and arrest Walker. After they all meet up at Colleen's place, Joy explains that she worked with Davos to take away Danny's Iron Fist powers.
Dun dun dun! Alright, let's move on to our fast facts.
On your left.
Uh-huh, on my left. Got it.
Stop! Damn it! Jesus, you are fast.
Stay away.
Look, I don't want to hurt you.
You didn't see that coming?
So, audience, Al is currently excused from Fast Facts because he already failed 3 times. And our
yes!
Next... as I said earlier, our next Skrull episode is Al's Punishment, which is Back to the Future, which he will thoroughly enjoy because it's a great classic film. All right. Luckily for him, there's only like one real Fast Fact that I could find.
I had two, by the way.
Other than the title.
Before you told me, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe you could help us out. But the title, The Heart of the Dragon, has multiple meanings. First, obviously, Davos stole the Heart of the Dragon, a.k.a. the Iron Fist, from Danny. Mm-hmm. But more interestingly, it is the title of the story in Marvel Premiere number 16 back in July 1975. The tagline, or the summary, is... Iron Fist gets the New York treatment when he's attacked by street thugs upon arrival from Kunlun. Plus, Fist discovers there's a bounty on his head. Who is the mercenary Scythe, and who hired him to eliminate Iron Fist? I copied that. They call him Fist, and then eliminate Iron Fist. Do they just call him... I mean, I assume... Yeah, they do just call him Iron Fist or Fist. That is so weird in context of the show.
Yeah, I was wondering when I heard you say that. Like, I thought maybe you had a typo or something, or you just, like...
No, I copied and pasted from Comic Vine, which is my go-to, and they... From my understanding, it's like the original byline from the comics.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Never thought of it that way. Like, I guess it makes sense in, you know, like thinking of other heroes, right? Captain America, mm-hmm. Cap, Black Widow. People call her Widow. Others, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then
Professor X, they call him Professor.
Yeah. also, it's like other characters who are like the definite article. I could think of the Doctor from Doctor Who, but they people mm-hmm. when you just talk to him, he's called Doctor.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Iron Man. I guess they call him Stark.
Yeah, that's true. yeah. Well, they call it. I mean, they call him Danny Fist. They call Tony Man or Iron, but maybe that's why they call him Fist, so it doesn't get confusing.
I guess. Could that just be a thing that publications do, like that website, and not like that's the thing that people call the Iron Fist in comic beat universe? Because now I'm curious about that. Like, I wonder if they're just, this is one of those, let's save ourselves some typing and just call him Fist on our articles, right? Like, that can be a saver for us as humans.
Yeah, that's true. I'm looking it up, but this is a hard thing to search, so I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. Well, we don't have to have an answer for that. It's just weird. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah,
oh. I haven't read Iron Fist comics since we were covering season one, and I read
.
That really good arc, but I don't remember what they call them. The other Easter egg I have
mm-hmm.
is Misty gets a call on the radio saying there's a 616 incident or possible subject with abilities. Of course, 616 is the Marvel Universe designation of the multiverse. So, yep. What was your other fast fact you had? I'm curious.
So adding to this, that was one that I had. Yeah, that was one. So I looked. I could not find 616 as a real number in U.S. police codes. Mm. I found like something close to it. I think they're usually like a letter and some numbers. I couldn't really tell. Anyway,
yeah.
But yeah, no overlap. I guess it's just a different.
Well, as far as we know, because obviously in our world, people with powers isn't public knowledge, but maybe internally, 616 is people with powers.
Okay, maybe we'll see. Yeah, yeah. We'll see. We won't see. Yeah, we won't. All right. Okay, so the other one, so there's that flashback at the start of the episode
mm-hmm.
Where Priya comes in. Priya, who I feel like I should have known this earlier, but I didn't know until this episode or looking it up that she is Davos's mom.
Oh, I just referred to her as Davos's mom. I didn't know she had a name. I mean, I presume she had a name, but I didn't know it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, here we go. So Danny and Davos are talking about when they're the Iron Fist, blah, 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 and you know, what they're going to do. And so Priya walks in and she says that the Iron Fist must be, quote, chaste, pure, without family, without wife, family, or friends.
Mm-hmm.
So two facts actually from this. So the first fast fact, I learned a new word, chaste.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that this is presumably, I'm assuming that this is a nod to the Chaste, which were the group of people that Stick essentially was a part of, like his group, mm-hmm. Him and Elektra. So kind of an in-universe reference to the stuff that happened in season two of Daredevil.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking up like when you said you didn't know the word Chaste. I'm like, wait, wasn't that the name of the anti-hand?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, but chaste is also a word.
Too. Yeah, no, I yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I learned that it was actually. I thought all these years, I was like, oh, cool. That's just some weird name. Okay, sure. I thought it was spelled differently and everything. Yeah. I had to turn on subtitles just to make sure I spelled it correctly.
I had to. Just had a, like, the chaste is the opposite of the hand. It's like, is that a masturbation joke from the comics?
Like, it might be. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. What? I was about to say, when was that written? But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It was written after the 1970s when Iron Fist came out. So.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's move on to our heroes.
It is one thing to question the official story, and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you were a superhero.
Didn't? Mm-mm. Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic.
I saw you. You're a hero. Like, a for real superhero, which is, I'm not like a groupie stalker type. But
it's too late for heroes.
Hero's your word, not mine.
So for me, I have two sections. I have Danny and the Daughters of the Dragon.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
So who do we want to start with?
Let's start with Danny, because I feel like we're going to have a lot less to say about him.
Yes. Yeah, he's not doing well.
No. Yeah. I mean, he just was cut up, mm-hmm. and
he's puking blood.
Yeah, that's definitely not good. Mm-hmm. He's had some number of drug cocktails shoved into him, right? Like, he had one to knock him out unconscious, and then something in the morning to wake him up. I don't know, adrenaline or something?
Yeah, I assumed it was adrenaline.
Yeah, so, like, either way, those things aren't great within, you know, 12 hours of each other, I assume.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if the ceremony that happened the night before, I don't know if that was like, if that drained him of energy too in mm-hmm. some way, right? Like, that maybe made him more tired or something, or is all of this just from, you know, he was stabbed, which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
That'll mess you up.
And it doesn't matter whether he can open his hand or not, because he no longer has the Iron Fist, so he can't heal himself.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. I mean, he wouldn't have thought of it, but yeah, we have no faith in him.
Yep. Yeah, he easily gets beat up by the street kids. The same group of kids who are apparently everywhere in New York. Rhino and earlier in the season, we had Rhino and BB and the rest of the street kids saying, like, hey, we need to carve out our spot during this Triad War. They really did a good job, because they're literally everywhere in at least Chinatown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're good.
Yeah. So they get him, and they chain him up. And Danny tries to Iron Fist the chains off himself.
Yeah.
He's so confident now, he doesn't even wait for his hand to glow. He's just like, it's going to work.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Like, he just tried to punch it and failed. Because, yeah, in the past, he would sit there and just, like, watch his hand glow, I guess, right? Or, like, you know, wait a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. It's glowing. All right, we're good. Now I can use it. Granted, if he was in the middle of a fight, he wouldn't wait. He would just assume it was working, I assume.
Although, like, a lot of times when he uses the fist, he kind of winds up, and then, like, there's maybe half a second before he uses it. Here, he just kind of punched the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so later, I'm kind of just skipping around. After he's rescued, after he almost gets his finger cut off, but he gets rescued, he says he's like, he lost his identity. He's no longer the immortal Iron Fist. What should we call him now? Danny Rand is too boring. I'm thinking the mortal fleshy hand.
That works. Let's see. billionaire playboy philanthropist? No, no.
No, he's not a philanthropist because he doesn't use his money for anything.
Oh, you're right. Also, not the playboy.
He's not playboy.
And he doesn't use his money for anything, so I guess technically he's a billionaire, but we shouldn't call him that.
I mean, no, he is a billionaire. Like, he has over $1 billion. So that's the only thing he has. Him and half his superhero name, the only thing he has in charge, in common with Tony Stark.
Okay. I guess we can call him the Fist. Just at that, yeah. Or, oh, just, Fist. Oh, yeah. There you go. Perfect. All right.
I'm going to keep calling him the Mortal Fleshy Hand.
Okay. I'll keep calling him Danny.
Oh, okay.
I'll just shorten it. Yeah, right. What you said is the technically correct, you know, phrase, but I'll go with Danny. I think it's just easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ending. So after that, go ahead.
I
was just going to move on. So after that, they get back to Colleen's place, and they call Ward to get some help, and so he calls his romantic partner, not girlfriend, I don't think.
His former sponsor.
Yeah, that's right, his former sponsor, yeah. Because she's a doctor, a nurse, she's
an anesthesiologist.
That's right, she said that. Okay.
That a step up, step down, or like neutral from Nurse Claire? I feel like it's a step down, because nurses are like, practically, they know a lot of stuff.
I think from Danny's perspective, yeah. You know, this is a person who's specialized. So in that perspective, a step down, because like you said, right, a nurse sees everything, right?
Yeah.
But I think an anesthesiologist, are you still a doctor? Like, do you still have a doctorate, a medical doctor?
I have a cousin who is a doctor of anesthesiology. So I don't know if every anesthesiologist is a doctor, but you can get a doctorate in it. So.
I assume they were. Okay. All right. Either way, it's still good for Danny that they have a connection to a medical professional.
This is true.
Yeah.
You think that Ward would bring like a full, you know, not just anesthesiologist, like someone who works for Rand?
Well, we'll get to that a little bit later.
Okay.
I disagree, but okay.
well, I think that's what they were hoping for.
Because earlier in the episode, we'll talk about this in a minute, but like earlier they went to him to say like, hey, can Rand dust this thing for fingerprints and find info about her, about Mary Walker? And he said, yeah, no problem there. So I guess they were just assuming like, oh yeah, obviously large company. You have doctors for some reason on staff. I don't know why.
They do work in the medication field, we know from season one.
So
they have scientists with presumably doctors there.
I don't know about that. All right, yeah.
Remember. Mm-hmm. When you're in the Marvel Universe, if you have a doctorate, you're a doctor of everything.
That's true. A friend of mine used to say, he was talking about Ant-Man once, Hank Pym, Ant-Man, saying like, because he also, you know, created Ultron, right? So, like, back then, it was, if you have the word scientist in your name, like, it's just, like, a separate level of, like, you're the wizard, basically, right?
Yeah.
We still see that in TV.
Yeah, not only is he a quantum physicist, but he's also a roboticist and works in AI programming and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in this scene where Danny's getting fixed up and everything, they have a little bit of a debate whether he should be taken to the hospital or not. And so he refuses to go to the hospital. I disagree with it. Like, usually when I watch a TV show and, like, the person is like, no hospitals, usually they have a good reason. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you've convinced me. This didn't convince me. Like, Ward said, yeah, we just don't, like, he's a rich guy. We don't want people to know that he's been stabbed. Like, no, it's okay.
He might not live through this. I have the same thing here. It's like, why no doctor?
Yeah.
I mean, No, it's stupid. It's because they also don't want him to leave. Like, I can understand, like, well, Danny's going to go out and fight again, and a hospital probably wouldn't let him. But they also don't want him to go out and fight again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It would kind of save them the two issues. One, they would practically guarantee that he would live, because they have way more equipment. And two, yeah, they wouldn't let him leave.
Yeah. I am concerned about Danny's internal bleeding.
I mean, I'm concerned about other things in addition to that, but yes, the internal bleeding that they never seem to address again later on.
Nope. I mean, he's fine.
Yes, right? Like, that's how these shows are, right? Like, okay, he's in a lot of pain. He's stabilized. And then in the next episode, he's not completely fine. But the episode after that, he basically is completely fine, right? Like, that's the progression that you usually see in things, which, you know, part of it is, we got to speed things up to tell our story. Like, that's on purpose, right? To give us, the audience, a better form of entertainment.
Well, yeah. I mean, my reasoning, at least in these shows, is usually they're superpowered, but currently he's not.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, 2 days ago, you could have said, he can heal himself in some way. Yeah. Like, you're right, but yeah, he's got nothing. Maybe he has some residual power, so he used it for healing and didn't know about it. Yeah.
Makes as much sense as any of this. So.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if they said that, I would have been like, all right, sure, I guess.
Yeah, no, why not?
I can't summon the fist anymore. I still feel a little bit of power, you know. I think I'm healing a little quicker. So
right here where my ruptured spleen is.
Yeah. One line, and I'd have been like, all right, sure, I guess I believe it.
we're easy. That's all we need for superhero movies.
Yeah. I mean, unlike Luke Cage, we can believe that Danny actually hugged a dragon.
Yeah.
Or fought a dragon? I forget which
one. Hugged a dragon.
He hugged? Okay, got it.
That's what I believe. I think that maybe from, like, an old college humor skit or something. This was around the time, like, Daredevil had just come out, and they had announced the rest of the Defenders. And it was, like, someone dressed up as Daredevil, Jessica, Luke, and Iron Fist. And it was like, how'd you get your powers? It's just like, radioactive stuff in my eyes. How'd you get your powers? Radioactive stuff after a car accident. How'd you get your powers? Experiment in prison by radioactive stuff. How'd you get your powers? I hugged a dragon.
I think I saw a shirt with that. Yeah. But yeah, it makes sense that joke would be everywhere.
All right. Ready to move on to the Daughters of the Dragon, a.k.a. Colleen and Misty?
Yeah, that sounds good. I've got nothing else for Danny. It was everyone else's episode, right? Like, he was out of commission for most of it because of, you know, the pain and everything else. Yeah.
So we get an answer to a question we had, I think, last week, whatever week Misty showed up first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether or not she's captain. And we find out she's taking some time off to figure out whether she's going to be some captain.
Which does... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
As it therefore giving the writers of Luke Cage the time, assuming a season 3 was going to happen, to decide if she was going to become captain.
Yeah, exactly. But also, this tells us that this is after the events of season 2 of Luke Cage. So now we know a little bit of an answer on that, which I think usually we can assume, but not always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now we've got the handy-dandy thing from Marvel official. We know where the season showed up.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So they call it, like you mentioned earlier, they call in Ward to get information on the prince, and Ward starts hitting on Misty, or at least flirting, and Misty is not against flirting back. Do you think she's serious about this, or she just wants to get, like, the ball moving?
I think she wants to get the ball moving, but she's not opposed to it if it leads to something. Like, she has a primary objective, getting this info. But, like, I mean, hey, if it leads to an actual date, then maybe. Possibly. And then, you know, her marrying a super rich guy, like, she's not opposed to that.
Yeah.
I would do the same if I was in her position.
Yeah, I mean, shoot your shot. There's no chance with Luke right now. He's a crime boss. That's not where you want to go. Exactly. And this guy gave you a cool robot arm.
Which is a built-in conversation starter, like between the two of you. Yeah, you already have a somewhat of a relationship. There you go.
What did he call it? Like the Maserati of robot arms?
Something like that. Yeah, I don't remember what car he said, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. So when they go to the club in the aftermath of Davos's fight, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like 70% of shows would hear, hey, there's a guy with a glowing fist, and they would automatically think it's Danny murdering people. But at least they say it's a red glowing fist, so we know it's not Danny, because his glowing fist is only yellow.
Yes. I mean, they also don't know anything about what happened to Danny. Like, maybe something happened to him, and now his fist is red.
Yeah, no, exactly.
This is the world they live in. They should just assume that's a possibility.
Granted, what is more likely? I'm like, honestly, we know what happened with Davos, but what's more likely, that someone's iron fist changes color, or there's another guy with an iron fist?
I
feel like the second one is less likely. Having a second iron fist is less likely.
That's a good point. Like, on one hand, as far as they know, and we know, the only way to become the Iron Fist is to hug the dragon, right?
Yes.
So that's very difficult, especially now with them. I mean, Colleen's right there. She knows Kun Lun is gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's very easy to change LEDs, right? I have a ton of, like, color-changing LEDs. So, yeah, I guess that's more likely, just changing the color from yellow to red.
I mean, yeah, but have you ever tried to change LEDs in a hand?
There's not like, yet. Give me 20 years.
I mean, no, like there's one in each knuckle, and then they're very hard. You know, you got to get through the skin. Like in Terminator, you know, all the stuff's under the skin. It's quite difficult. I would actually presume that Danny's Iron Fist is just running. His lights are running low. He's had it for a couple of years. He uses it more frequently now. It's just like...
Maybe.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, white or yellow is the signal that is hotter and it's cooling down.
That could be it, yeah. Or danger. This is emergency mode.
Yeah, he's been kidnapped. We know he was in danger because of the call.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, if you were to think of, like, what are the possible situations, right? Like, maybe he was brainwashed and now he's evil and it changed to red because he's an evil Iron Fist or something, right? Like that is just as likely as it being a different Iron Fist, right? Mm-hmm. A different person with an Iron Fist, right? Like the fact that they immediately, you know, dismiss the possibility is, I mean, it sounds it makes sense. Colleen would do it, but not Misty, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, especially since, like, she just had this thing with Bushmaster, who has the same resilience as Luke Cage. We know that powers can be duplicated. She knows powers can be duplicated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? Well, at least they were right.
Yes, that's good. Yeah. That is good.
So yeah, they save Danny from the crime scene. BB gives Colleen a call. And then they leave Ward with, or Danny with Ward, and then go to visit Joy. So yeah, bad timing for Joy and Walker.
Yeah, that's right. They walk in the middle of their meeting. Of Joy paying Walker.
And then we get a cool fight scene with Walker takes down Misty, and then Colleen fights her to a standstill, and then she pulls her gun on her, and they arrest Walker. Well, arrest, quote unquote, because she's off duty. She's still using her gun, her badge, and her handcuffs.
Well, she. I thought they said that they just didn't want to make a spectacle of it by taking her in. Like, right now, it was better to not take her in. Although,
oh, it's true.
She is still arrested, right? Like,
no, she's being detained. Taken hostage. She's being detained. Oh, okay. I agree. She's being detained, taken to this person's apartment, and not booked. So, I feel like they're bypassing due process.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is nothing new for...
No, for NYPD.
I was going to say for the show, but yeah, in general, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's almost captain. She probably feels like she can do whatever she wants.
It's true. She's maybe sitting there like...
Maybe she's not going to be the best captain.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, now I'm wondering what she would have been like as captain in season 3 of Luke Cage. Like, would this have changed a little bit of, like, how she did things? In terms of, like, you know, more arrests without due process.
Well...
or something else, right?
Yeah. I feel like a Daughters of the Dragon show is more likely than the Iron Fist returning. So, we may find out.
That's true. It's possible. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Anything else for the women or Danny, or that's all our heroes? So the women or Danny?
No, I've got nothing else for them.
All right.
Cool. All right. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back to this.
Welcome to Baskin Robbins. Would you like to try our mango fruit blast?
And Jerry's named a flavor after me, so.
Star Craving Hazelnuts.
Not bad.
For your consideration. The chair.
Tony, true story here. Last year, I hired a company to do regular maintenance on my home AC unit. I pay them every year, and they come out and do whatever it is they need to do to make sure it's still working.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot the name of the company. How do I find them?
With the Iron Fist?
So close. That's right. I call our friends at Rand Fingerprinting Sleuths. Ah. They'll come out to my house, dust the AC unit for prints, find the person who did the work, and give me an entire dossier on that person, which will presumably include their place of work. I wish it didn't have to be this complicated, but that's just the world we live in. A couple years ago, the people working for Rand Security got bored. Everything they do is automated, and since they aren't legally allowed to use lethal force, since the Sokovia Accords were ratified, they started a new business unit known as Rand Fingerprinting Sleuths. I know the business sounds like an afterthought, but it totally isn't. Anyway, if you need to track someone down for whatever totally legal reasons you have, call our friends at Rand Fingerprinting Sleuths. Use promo code MCU Rewind to get a free 3D printed copy of the fingerprints you can wear to impersonate that person. They're useful for crimes.
I wasn't close, Al. Why do you say I was so close?
I wanted to. I was saying that, I thought a little. Yeah, a little. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our villains.
I ask you, to what end? Dread it. Run from it. Destiny arrives all the same.
Anytime, boys. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra!
Kill Luke Cage. Kill Jessica Jones. And the devil of Hell's Kitchen, whoever he is.
His name is Matthew. And my name is Electra Nachos. You work for me now.
I feel like it's mostly going to be Davos, so we should talk about Joanne Walker first, just to get him out of the way.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. I'm not sure where to start, because honestly, all my Joy and Walker stuff are pretty much together.
Okay, then, yeah, I was... Walker knows that there's a good chance that Danny and Colleen know who she is because of Mary's stuff. She doesn't know all the facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So leaving Danny on the bench in New York, I mean, I feel it's risky.
Yeah, but I think that was her job. Like, she was paid specifically to do that. So,
okay, well then why?
Because they want him to suffer.
Okay.
Right? Davos took the Iron Fist, and now someone else is the person with that power, leaving Danny useless, I guess, in his mind, right? Taking away his identity. So yeah. I assume that's it. So he suffers longer. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Walker reports to Joy, and she warns him that Davos is dangerous. Which if Joy didn't know, I've lost a lot of respect for her.
I side with her a little bit on that. Like, I think it makes sense in that in her world, what she's used to doing is making a deal with a person, and then the deal reaches its conclusion, and then you go your separate ways, right? Like, that's, I feel like that's her world. And so she worked with Davos. She said, okay, this is the plan. We're going to do stuff to get the Iron Fist power away from Danny. And that's it. We go our separate ways. And she might have even said, like, that might have even been something she said. She's like, yeah, and then we're done after that, yeah. Right? She might not have. That might have just been an assumption. But either way, the plan ended after taking the power away. So it makes sense that she would think, oh, yeah, I'm free. Like, she's already made plans to do stuff after this. Or at least she had started making some plans, as we saw a few episodes ago.
Yeah, she got her revenge and she is ready to move on.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, Davos now has power, and so he's wants to keep using that more and more. So,
yeah. It's just like, yeah, in her mind, she might have been like, now he's got the fist, a cool party trick. All right, everything's done now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she was really hoping that now that he has it, she'll invite him to parties every so often at her cool apartment, and he will actually talk to people because he can just, you know, glow the fist or something.
Yeah.
And instead of him just skulking off in the corner.
That's true. Although it's not as impressive. Like, if you're using that for, like, it'd be good for ambiance, but you can't use it as a flashlight.
That's true. Dark. Yeah, it's more like a torch, I guess, than a flashlight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you're in England, torch means flashlight.
Ah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's more like a stick on fire than a flashlight slash
that's
torch.
That's true. All right. So she asks Walker to protect him, protect her, and Walker says, it'd probably be better just to kill him.
I mean, just kind of looking, I get that Joy probably doesn't want to kill anyone, so that's good. But Davos just, like, threatened her life, and he will do it. She knows this, so she needs to, like, she, as much as she doesn't want to, she is kind of in that position of saying, like, yeah, I guess I need to hire someone to kill him. Hey, other person over here who knows how to hunt down the Iron Fist and take him out.
Do you think Davos intentionally didn't tell her the full name, Immortal Iron Fist, just so she would have hope? She can't kill him. He's immortal.
I don't think so, but... No, she knows. Oh, you mean Walker or Joy?
Oh, I was thinking Joy, or... I mean, either of them, really. Do they know that the whole name is Immortal Iron Fist?
I'm pretty sure at some point she heard Danny say, I am the Immortal Iron Fist. Like, at some point in season one, he must have said that.
Oh, I was like, yeah, he does say that, like, every 5 minutes.
yeah. I am the Immortal Iron Fist, and I'm trying to think of something else. He's not a vegan, so he can't be that. Something else.
I am the Immortal Iron Fist, and yes, I would like a hoagie.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
All right, I guess we should move on to Davos.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you know what? I had one other note for Walker.
Yeah.
Which I probably should have had it in Ward, but I don't have anything for Ward. So, Ward says, when talking to Colleen and Misty about Walker, he says that she went freelance, which is why her name is in a RAND database. Why the hell does RAND need to know freelance military contractors for?
Well, they're a multi-billion-dollar company. I would not be surprised if most of them have databases like that to protect interests.
I mean, all right, this is like a Coca-Cola situation over here.
Yeah, like, or, I mean, like recently some whistleblower for a major airline just got killed.
Yeah, that's true. For our own protection, though, we should say that the news allegedly articles say it was self-inflicted. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But I think we all know. We all know. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So this actually one of the most believable parts of the show.
Well, okay. My assumption is if it's in a database, it's tracked, right? There's a paper trail. There's a valid, quote unquote, valid reason for them having this information. Versus the other thing that we're assuming happened is someone knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy,
yeah,
who will do some work for a lot of money.
We could presume that this isn't like the official Rand stuff. It could be whatever shady stuff their dad was into, because that was off the books, but he had resources.
That's true. Yeah, as soon as Ward said Rand database, I'm assuming that this is
The Wendell Rand database. His dad's Rand database.
I was assuming they had like.
Oh wait, no, Wendell like is Danny's dad. My bad.
Yeah. I forget. Wendell Rand. Yeah. I was thinking that this is like. I don't know, Tony, if you know what SharePoint is or Workday or something. There's a bunch of companies out there.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of companies out there who have like products for like internally at your company. This is the thing where you just put all your info in to share. So like I need to share a document with this other person. Like it's here in this internal website. Let me send you a link.
And like me in the education, like it's EdTech, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
same concept. Yeah. I assume. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm assuming when Ward says that, I'm thinking like, is this just in SharePoint? All right.
That's exactly what
maybe.
It is. It's actually a Google spreadsheet, and one of the employees just made it public on accident. So.
Yeah, or that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of companies just use Google Docs, and like that's how they organize it. A lot of searching. Like, yeah, that could be it.
Nope. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, like I said, one of the most believable parts of the show.
Yeah, okay. All right. Cool. Anyway, I'm done with Joy and Walker.
All right. Then let's go to Davos and his flashbacks, I think we should start it with, because even though Danny's in one of them, they're mostly about Davos.
Yeah. Well, they're both to show us what Davos was like growing up, right? So the first one, with him playing tic-tac-toe with Danny, like, I assume he kept losing because he was calling it a stupid game, right? Yeah. Like on one hand, he's a kid. So yeah, sure. If you're losing, you don't feel good about it. So yeah, you don't want to play. But on the other hand, I think it's meant to show us like, no, he's the kind of person who makes an excuse when he loses, right? Like, no, it's not my fault I lost. It's a stupid game. No, the Immortal Iron Fist doesn't think, they just fight, right? Stuff like that, which I mean, is what he does later, but for now, it's that. And
So I'm curious about this family dynamic, right? Davos's dad kind of adopted Danny after his parents died. And Davos's mom is reminding him that they need to be prepared to murder each other someday.
Yes.
I'm curious what Danny's relationship with Davos's mother is. Don't get too comfy. My son will murder you someday.
I guess it's, I mean,
it's like the princess pretty.
I mean, she seemed really cold to Davos. Like, to be fair, there was a point in one of the flashbacks when Davos was saying, "Hey, Mom, I'm leaving Kunlun. I'm going after Danny." She was like, kind of a little teary eyed, right at the door. He never saw it, but she was. So, like, I guess her relationship to him is that we live in this, you know, monk warrior society. I have to train him for, you know, what he will grow up to be, some warrior. So I have to be hard on him. And at a minimum, she does the same to Danny. Maybe not. Maybe she's nicer to him just because she's he won't be the Iron Fist. That's all right. He might leave at some point. The next time the window opens.
Yeah, it might be that she honestly believes like compassion and being nice will weaken him. And she's compassionate to Danny to weaken him.
That's also possible. Yeah, you're right. Because that is the thing. A lot of people think compassion is a weakness, which it sure as hell is not. But people think that.
Yep.
Which I know, as I've just recently finally started watching Ted Lasso.
Oh, yes.
And that's a big strength of his. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's definitely true. It's going to be crazy. I mean, you're only on season one, but in season three, when he gains the Iron Fist, it becomes a whole new show.
Oh, okay. I knew he got some kind of powers. All this time, I was assuming it was more like Dragon Balls. His power went over 9,000 or something. But okay, Iron Fist makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. I think. All right. I don't have anything else interesting in the flashback. We already talked about his frozen moment where he just talks about to his mom at the door. She does not want to build a snowman.
I have this as a note for her later, but since we're here, I just want to call it out just as a reminder of how cold she is. So right after he loses, right after Davos like loses the fight to become the Iron Fist, she starts saying, like, as he's waking up, he hasn't said a word yet, like he's just regained consciousness. She's like, I know you're going to start making excuses, right? That's what you always do.
Yeah, son and eyes, called fight, she was untied, didn't bring his lucky rabbit foot, you know.
Yeah, stuff like that, right? Yeah. But then she like takes it a step further, and she says that she wishes she were barren so she didn't have to live with Davos's failure.
Yeah.
That was... Man, that was cold.
Yeah. Maybe she wasn't nice to Danny. I feel like, I mean, after Davos already failed, if you were doing the no compassion thing just to make him strong enough to be Iron Fist, he already failed. Back it up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe now's the time to, like, show some compassion. Like, hey, you know, you did your best, but, you know, so the guy won. I get it. No, she's like, no, we let an outsider win that. Like, oh, no, this isn't good. Okay. Which I think also gives us that insight into Davos's mind about why he wanted to do this whole thing of taking the power away from him. Because his mom, that there's no way that was the first time she ever said, you know, an outsider getting the power of the Iron Fist is a bad thing, right? I'm sure she said that to Davos a few times, but Davos was always like, nah, he's my best friend. He's cool. He'll be all right.
So, come on, mom. What's wrong?
Yeah. Besides, he won't get it. I'll definitely get it.
Yeah.
And then, well, here we are.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, come on, mom. When has a white billionaire ever gotten what he wanted?
Exactly. Yeah. And if you grow up in a monk society in a different dimension, probably never.
Yeah, right. So coming back to modern times, did he take the Iron Fist mask off the dead Iron Fist?
I was assuming that. Yeah. I mean, he took the guy's skin. So why not?
Well, he took the guy's skin for a reason to get these powers. There was a ends for those means. He just wanted to take this old rotting headband or whatever you call it.
Cowl. So, okay, so I'm wondering if there's more of a history to that that we just were never given. Like there was an assumption, maybe it was cut from the script or something. I don't know, but. You know, we do see in the, you know, in the flashback when Davos and Danny are fighting in that final fight to become the Iron Fist, right? They have those cowls on. And so I wonder if it's one of those, like, whoever, like, everyone who's competing to be the Iron Fist starts with one of these. And then as soon as you lose, it goes into the fire, representing your chances are done. And then now here, Davos doesn't have one. So he's like, well, I'm just gonna reach over here, take that from you. You don't need it. And then he puts it on. Yeah,
I would maybe, agree.
Like, I'm guessing.
I would agree if Danny or Davos, who thinks he's the better Iron Fist, wore those when he fought people.
Yes, but I understand Danny not wearing one of those.
Yeah, no, because, I agree, because he's a bad Iron Fist. Yeah.
Well, yes, but also, like, a couple of reasons. I think part of it is, I mean, he wears something else, right? Like, we see him with different kinds of masks throughout the series, right? Throughout the two seasons, plus Defenders. He has something sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of, like, training, in that, hey, yeah, I guess I should wear something every so often, some kind of mask. And Davos, well, he wasn't the Iron Fist, so he never had to wear one of those after leaving Kunlun, right?
Yeah.
So this is his first time, like, oh, I'm the Iron Fist, well, now I have to wear a mask.
Yeah, for until five minutes.
Yeah, exactly, because next week he doesn't wear a mask at all.
No. Or even in this, like, he goes to the club and he's not wearing a mask. He takes it off to cut some throats, like, immediately, right?
Yeah, you're right. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, storyline-wise, I think we have to make an assumption. But I always assume that the reason we don't see as many masks in Marvel in particular, but, like, superhero stuff in general nowadays, is because actors want face time, right? Like, they want to be seen, so they're recognized, because that's their branding and all that stuff. So I feel like it comes down to contractual reasons.
Yeah.
But in the show,
On the other hand, you could do a Pedro Pascal and just don't show up after the first season. Just record your lines.
That's true.
Come on, that's not a bad deal.
I mean, you know, everyone in Hollywood is worried about, like, AI taking over jobs. They really should be worried about Pedro Pascal taking their job. All of a sudden, your character has to wear a mask? Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, you're getting Pascal'd.
The only person safe is the guy who plays Superman. He's the only one.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever his name is. I don't know.
He's one actor when he has the glasses on, but when he takes the glasses off, he's still Pedro Pascal. Well, actually, you think about Pedro Pascal, he's playing one of the few unmasked heroes. He's Mr. Fantastic now.
Oh, I completely forgot. You're right. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Well, for now. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, if he had, like, invisible powers, if he was the Invisible Woman, I'd understand, because he could just be invisible the whole time and just voice act it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, he kills the tigers who are going after people for money, and then goes to the club and kills the tigers. He says he's ending the Triad War. Should we put him in Heroes, though? He's Iron Fisting very well.
He's a hero as much as the Punisher was a hero. Yeah,
exactly.
But less so.
And like, he is the immortal Iron Fist. This show is called the Iron Fist.
That's true. So here's why I don't think we should put him in Heroes yet. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So after killing people, like, that opening scene, right, where
after killing that people one guy, like Iron Man does, yes.
So there was that guy who was being chased by a couple of other Robert whatever people, the Tigers, yep. I think. Yeah. So he kills them. And then he turns to the guy that he saved, and he asks him, "Hey, where are more of them so I can go kill them too?"
Yeah,
I don't.
Just like when Iron Man goes to the Middle East and kills those people. Just like when the Captain America kills the Germans.
Yeah, but that was planned. This isn't just like, this isn't shoot first, ask questions later. No, Davos is on a murder spree. Like, he likes it.
I mean,
he's when Thor making whatever excuse he can.
Thor is having fun when he's swinging his hammer around and destroying Korg's cousin in Dark World. Although we do know now that all you need is the face and he's still alive, but still.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he definitely didn't kill that guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see next week if he's in the Heroes.
All right, fine. We'll talk about it after, off mic.
Yep. What do you think the orange fist means, other than lack of LEDs?
I just assumed it was different. It's a style change.
Okay. So the iron fist probably, could be any color? It's just like yellow, Danny's favorite color?
So something I did not look up is, what does Davos's fist look like in the comics? I don't know if he has a fist, because he's like a different character completely, right? Like, there's still a Davos with powers. I just don't know what his powers are. Maybe in the comics he does have powers,
mm-hmm.
and he has a red fist, and maybe that's it. Like, this is just him. Maybe this is just the show trying to show, like, yeah, here's another comic book relation. I'm not sure, but at a minimum, I assume that this is saying, hey, here's a different person. But then again, you're right in that in the first season, we saw a previous Iron Fist, and he did have glowing yellow mm-hmm. fists. So
did he? Because I thought that footage was black and white.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it was black and white, huh? All right, so we have no idea. Maybe his was blue.
I'm looking up Iron Fist powers. So Davos did steal the Iron Fist powers from Danny for a while.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't say there's any color difference, according to the scanning the Marvel Wiki.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I wonder if it's just maybe it's losing potency because it's transferred to multiple people.
Okay. So just for the fun of it, scrolling through the Marvel fandom wiki,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but there's a section on his weaknesses for Davos. Yes. It's just the one. Davos was not skilled enough to handle the power of the Iron Fist. He relied too much on raw power, and the power, however, began to build up in his body, turning against him. So...
does he start punching himself?
So I do not remember the rest of the season, like in terms of like what happens like specifically. But I'm wondering if this is like in the comics, maybe he just became weak because of it, right? Like too much of a good thing kind mm-hmm. of concept. And maybe that's how they're showing it here in this season. Like, yeah, he's just relying on power and it's too much. So it's red. He's not able to control it with his chi like Danny was able to, sort of, kind of. I guess better than Davos in a sense.
I mean, I've got a rebuttal of that, but that's wait till next week. So
okay, cool. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I think I know what your rebuttal is, and that's a good argument. Yeah. Okay,
all right. Anything else for Davos this episode though?
No, nothing.
All right. Moving on to Guy in the Chair. If you have anything.
Not anymore. I had a couple notes for different people. We talked about them all. How about you?
Nope. 12% of the plan?
Stark Tower is your baby. Give yourself 12% of the credit.
12%?
An argument can be made for 15.
12% of my baby?
Well, I did do all the heavy lifting. Literally, I lifted the heavy things.
You know, I'm 12 minutes older than you.
Go.
What percentage?
I don't know. 12%.
12%? That is not a plan.
It's barely a concept.
You're taking their side?
I am Groot.
So what? It's better than 11%. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
One thing. Yeah. I really hated that nightclub scene. Really? I'm not prone to seizures, but I was kind of worried that it would start there. Like, it was...
You know, it didn't even occur to me, and which is bad. Like, I didn't watch it at home. Or, I mean, I didn't watch it on the big screen at home. I watched it on my iPad. Mm. But my wife is epileptic. I should have thought about that.
Yeah, I just like whenever I see that, I'm like, oh, okay, that's probably bad for some set of people.
But it definitely reminded me of like, well, John Wick 2 in particular, mm-hmm. The Batman, which my wife enjoyed both and didn't see.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, and I mean, I have no idea how strong that kind of stuff affects people, right? Like, maybe it's
that's true. So, but there are people who are more photosensitive than others. Yeah, my wife can't watch Alien. Because of the flashing lights at the end.
Oh,
Like, her head started swimming when we watched that years ago. So, yeah, I don't think she's ever finished it.
Just a complaint from me. That's it. Just me watching it in general. It's like, I don't like this visually. All right. Cool.
All right. All right,
Tony.
How are you going to rate this episode?
I know my value. Anyone else's opinion doesn't really matter.
Earth just lost your best defender. So we're here to fight.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Damn you, Stark.
Banner.
Welcome, Strongest Avenger.
What?
We're going to rate this episode in nightclub fight scenes. Tony, how many nightclub fight scenes are you giving this episode?
Okay, so this was a Daughters of the Dragon episode. This was Davos being badass episode. And there was a Light Dany episode. I'm giving this 4 out of 5.
Okay, all right.
Well, 3 we've already mentioned was this movie. We have the Batman and, in particular, I bet I could say all the John Wick movies is probably one of all of them, but particular 2 was the most neon-y of the 4 of them. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the 4th one, but
okay. I was going to ask. I couldn't remember. Okay.
And then another, nightclub fight scene. I'm sure there've been multiple in Luke Cage. So I'll choose one of those.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I will not be listing nightclubs because I do not do this shtick. I was leaning 3.5 to 4. I'll stick with 3.5. It was good. Story moved along. We had a good pace. I think a lot of my complaints about previous episodes had been like things felt a little drawn out. Certain scenes, that kind of stuff. This one did not feel like that at all. This one was a good pace. We got to the end and I realized like, oh, cool. The episode's over. Like it did not feel like an hour. Right. Which was nice.
Yeah.
And like you said, Daughters of the Dragon episode, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, good one. Mm-hmm. 3.5.
All right. Everybody join us next time as we cover Iron Fist season 1, episode 6, The Dragon Dies at Dawn. And remember to follow us on Twitter. I'm sorry. Remember to follow us on X, Threads, Instagram, TikTok, I guess, even though I doubt we will ever use it. And give us that 5-star rating and leave us a review that we can read in an accent. As always, this is the Marvel Cinematic Rewind signing off. Have a marvelous day.